Snoop Dogg is reinventing himself. The rapper became a star working with Dr. Dre on a song about killing an undercover cop for the 1992 film Deep Cover.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover cop.
Creep with me as I crawl through the hood. Maniac, lunatic.
So it might seem a little odd to see Snoop Dogg reinvent himself now decades later as the host of a cooking show and a game show. But NPR TV critic Eric Deggans says Snoop pulls it off.
Back in the day, there was no job on TV more square than the game show host. That's why it was so odd to turn on TBS's new game show and hear this.
The only show wild enough to do it Dogg's style. It's the Joker's Wild.
Snoop Dogg stars in a new version of the Joker's Wild, calibrated to speak to his expertise. Contestants answer questions in categories with names like Throwback Thursday, that's identifying stars by their afros, and Name That Strain.
Now, Snoop's gonna read you three names of weed, but which one is made up?
Snoop himself is a playful presence, cracking jokes centered on his penchant for consuming controlled substances, even when he gets a word wrong, as he did when naming several traditional songs in a clue.
Is it Dianu, Hava Nagila, or Hakuna Matata?
You know they didn't give me no kind of class before I did. Y'all got me out here just trying to figure it out. Am I doing all right?
That was good.
It's the kind of game show I would definitely waste a half hour watching if I was home from work on a sick day. And this isn't the only TV show Snoop has on air right now. He's also co-starring with Martha Stewart in the Emmy-nominated, you heard right, Emmy-nominated cooking slash talk show on VH1, Martha and Snoop's Potluck Dinner Party. It's a show where Stewart's stiff, patrician vibe somehow plays well off Snoop Dogg's round-the-way style as they cook with celebrity guests.
We need a cocktail like a dog needs a bone. So what are you making me tonight?
Sangria, white sangria.
Is that Hennessy?
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Go, Mark.
Snoop's emergence as a genial TV host is made possible because we've kind of forgiven him for his past as a self-professed pimp and hustler. That history now informs Snoop Dogg's distinctive TV presence, genial, but with a dangerous past. He's a lovable, roguish ambassador, an entertaining bridge between youth culture and the straight-laced worlds of game shows and Martha Stewart that few could have predicted back when he was slinging rhymes on Death Row Records. I'm Eric Deggans.